During a media briefing at the Medupi power station on Thursday, May 19th, Acting General Manager of the station, Zweli Witboy, explained what their investigation revealed about the explosion that saw the loss of Unit 4 at the plant in August last year.
So in terms of what has been uncovered or revealed by the investigation, we can see clearly that there was a procedural non-compliance in terms of the procedure that was used to patch the generator, and also informed by a lack of supervision and management oversight. So those are things that were uncovered by the investigators.
Unit 4 is said to be one of Eskom's biggest units by generating capacity. Witboy elaborates on the impact of this unit being off the grid.
The impact of unit number 4 on the grid is of course taking away from the grid the 720 megawatts that we all know that our units are rated to provide to the national grid. So 720 megawatt impact has been the impact on the grid. So that's what it looks like. So if you were maybe to practicalize it, then you will equate when you are on stage one load shedding. If you lose a unit at Medupi of this capacity, then you can easily go to stage two if you're on stage one. So that's the kind of impact if one could associate it with the impact on the grid.
According to Witboy, the estimated cost to repair the unit is 2.5 billion rands. Here's Witboy on how far they are from getting the unit back into operation.
So far we've been able to do the common cause investigations, and that was concluded about in January and so forth. And then we've also been able to complete the technical assessment to establish the scope of work in terms of recovering the damaged property. So those have been done, and that has enabled us to be able to approach the market. In this case, we have been given permission through following our governance structures to use the services of the original equipment manufacturer, which is GE. So those are the ones that are going to be helping us to recover unit number 4. I think we've already announced that the event itself is an insurable event. So in terms of the covering of the cost, of course we'll follow insurance processes to recoup what we can. The true cost will come after the contracts are placed and negotiated with the service providers that are going to be used to recover the unit. So the order of magnitude, I think we've said that is around 2.5 billion.
The employees suspended pending investigations into the matter now face disciplinary processes. For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.